everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and I have a free assignment that I want you to complete right now. If you are one of the people that, one of the men that just keeps doing stupid shit and disregarding your safety after I've told you repeatedly not to do the stupid shit, here's your free assignment. Spread your legs, stand in front of the mirror, and say, "I'm a stupid fucking idiot, and I didn't listen to Miss Brighton," and then punch yourself in the dick. I'm serious. Punch yourself in the fucking dick. Because we're going to dive right into this, okay? My latest blog post is called Femdom, Coercion, Dark-Sided Kinks, and Safety. And I must apologize because I had a blog planned for last week, and that did not fucking happen because life. So I was figuring out what I wanted to blog about, and then I decided to blog about this because I'm not going to say any names, but some of you guys are out there doing really, 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 really stupid fucking stuff. So I'm going to read what I posted, and I want you guys to listen. And I also want you to leave a comment if any of this resonates with you or whatever. But here we go. It's a brand new year, and I already have to have another conversation with you lovely dumbasses about safety and kink. Believe me, I get it. Your dick gets super hard when your danger switch is triggered. There's one tiny little problem. Aside from your tiny dick, you guys fail miserably at rational thinking when your dick is hard. Actually, you guys fail miserably at rational thinking even when your dick is fucking limp, because I don't even know why. So now we're going to have a little conversation about femdom coercion, dark-sided kinks, and safety. Before I fucking slap all of you, with love, of course. So let's talk about femdom coercion and what it is and why you like it so much. Why I like it so much. It's one of my favorite kinks is coercion. I love tap dancing on the line of coercion and darker kinks. And I also enjoy playing safely and knowing that I will be able to continue to play with a sub because they are taking that safety into consideration. You've read my blogs about mind control. I did one about gaslighting and erotic meditation, if you will. And you know that tributing and gifting is always welcome. And, you know, while it's welcome, it's not required. I'm not going to, like, demand that you do something unless that's kind of your thing. We also want to actually talk to you and have fun together. I am not into kink shaming, so I'm not kink shaming anyone that participates in that other form of femdom that centers around spending money to appease your mistress. And we can discuss that on a call, actually. However, I really need some of you to think before you go crashing into some really fucked up shenanigans that could be your ruination. So, dark femdom coercion. What type of coercion does Miss Brighton like? I like the type that involves triggering your boner by making you do things that you may not necessarily want to do, but it turns you on to be coerced into doing the thing that you don't want to do. For example, coerced cum eating, coerced by, coerced cocksucking, coerced humiliation, degradation play, and really anything related to humiliation, anything that's gonna have me laughing my ass off at you being a fucking idiot. I already mentioned mind control and role playing, gaslighting scenarios where you are convinced that you did something or agreed to something even though you didn't. And you slowly start losing your mind and basically scaring the fuck out of you. I like all of these in fantasy. Fantasy allows you to do things that might otherwise get you fitted for an orange jumpsuit, and then you'd end up being someone's prison bitch, which we could also totally roleplay you being my prison bitch. Fantasy versus reality. Listen, guys, there's a fine line, and some of you are crossing that goddamn line and being stupid about it. There are things we do not openly discuss here for a reason, because, hello, safety, and no matter how hard your dick gets, I need you guys to start thinking about what the fuck you're doing and doing better about the safety part. Because the issue with crossing over into real life is that it can cause damage to your mental health, damage to your personal life, damage, permanent damage to your reputation, damaging you socially, anything that'll put your well-being and the well-being of others who you have to take care of at risk. Also leads to that crash after the hormone levels drop and you start having those feelings of remorse like, oh fuck, what did I do? So ask yourself this question. Think about it. Like, really, really sit and meditate on this. Is it worth it? I cannot tell you how many times I've heard the line, well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. What the fuck are you guys snorting off of your neckties? I know some of you like the fetish that I'm not going to say because you can figure it out. The one where you're exposed. You know, giving out the real life info. You know what I'm talking about, huh? Don't fucking do this. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Yes, I get that the fantasy of ruination and being exposed excites you. However, there are safer ways to do that. So at the risk of repeating myself, I'm going to give you some tips. I'm going to give you dummies some tips, and I want you to start listening. What not to do ever. Rule number one. Do not ever post or share your personal information online with people that you don't fucking know. And especially not with someone you met 2 seconds ago that hasn't even been vetted. Rule number two, do not post personal pictures of yourself or share them with other people you don't know ever. If you want to, and you absolutely have to post pics, make sure that your face isn't showing. Make sure that there's like no identifiable objects or pictures or markings or tattoos showing. Anything that if someone saw the picture online would say, hey, I know that guy, that's so-and-so. Or hey, that's so-and-so's house. Just fucking don't. Side note, if you share pictures with me, because I know some of you like sharing pictures, I am not going to post your pictures anywhere. I'm not going to do that. If you want to post your pictures somewhere, you post the pictures. I'm not going to post them for you. The rare exceptions where I will post pictures for someone is like, say, if we're having a picture contest where they have to be posted, like say in our Enchantrix forum. I have posted pictures for people before because they were unable to post it or whatever. And then if you ask me to take them down, I will take them down. So basically, the reason I bring this up is because some of you guys, when you're horny, you put pictures online and it's like got either they can tell who it is or they can see in the background, you know, where you are. They see a tattoo or something. If you want to post pictures yourself, you can post them on Enchantrix Empire safely. You know, there's other members on there that do like to share pictures, and we do not post those pictures anywhere outside of the social network. They stay right there, and most of the, I think all of the stuff, you have to be logged in to see it. I really hate that I have to explain this to all of you. Like, I hate that this is coming up again, and that I have to have a discussion with you guys again. There are, I need you to know this, there are people out there that call themselves dominants. You know, you get like these pop-up doms, like, oh, I'm a dom, serve me. And we're not even going to go into all of that. Some of these so-called dominants are not mentally stable, and they will do things that will endanger themselves, and they will do things that endanger you. It is dangerous for both of you. Both of you can get yourselves in a really sour pickle barrel. You get me? I don't really care if you come to me and say, well, Brighton, I saw so-and-so on Twitter and they were doing it. Or, oh, I saw somebody on this other site and they were doing it. I don't give a fuck if you saw them doing it and nothing happened. Okay? It's not worth it. I see a lot of people doing shit that's just not copacetic. So do me a favor and cut out the whole, well, if so-and-so is doing it, I guess it's okay. You know, the monkey see, monkey do, is going to get fried in battery acid because the monkey was stupid. Just fucking cut it out. You have some really bad examples out there of people doing things that are going to endanger them. So just don't do it. Now, let's talk about role-playing your dark kinks. If you have a kink that is rather dark, consider role-playing that kink as opposed to going out and jumping into traffic. That way, once you come, if you're allowed to come, you will have the sound mind of knowing that when those hormones drop and you crash, no one's going to be knocking on your door or ringing your doorbell at 2 a.m. and waking up you and waking up the other people that you live with that you're supposed to be taking care of and protecting, but didn't because your dick was hard. Also, please spend sensibly. If you have a house payment due or a car, whatever, you have a budget, stick to your budget. Why is this important, Brighton? Well, because as I stated in the beginning of the blog, I want to be able to continue to have fun with you. I want you to be able to continue to do calls. That won't happen if you beggar yourself over an erection. And also, don't, like, just stop doing stupid shit where you might get caught and possibly divorced or worse, be homeless because your wife kicked you out because you were being a fucking moron. And you know what? You would deserve it. Because I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't fucking put up with that shit. So just use your fucking brain. Like, don't do dumb shit that's gonna get you fucking caught. So now, if you have any questions about any of this and you want to talk about it, you want to vent, you want to gripe, you want to share your experience, or you want to ask me, well, what can I do, you know, that's fun without, you know, putting myself out there, let's talk about your safety. If you have a dark and twisted fantasy that you want to play out and you want to see just how far you can go with it while still being safe, call me 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Goddess Brighton. I hope that this has been helpful And if you're still thinking about doing stuff that's not safe, punch yourself in the dick again. Talk to you soon.